playing before this was Daydreamer by Codé. And before that, we had EST by Emmy R. Rossell. I just want to thank you guys all for tuning in and sticking with me through this hour. And I really hope I get to spend time with you next week. Thank you.
Verify when there is a prominent claim, whether it is true or false, whether it is based on sound science and in agreement with the data. We also go and read the scientific literature.
They summarize their findings in free articles at science.feedback.org. The resources are written for a general audience and include links to other studies and resources that provide more in-depth information. So the initiative provides reliable information about climate change and climate solutions, helping people separate fact from fiction. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Diverse, independent, yours.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hello, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this a two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve and need to be heard. I am thrilled for this episode of Girly So Groovy. So much fun music packed into 2 hours this week. Coming up in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Stereolab, PJ Harvey, The Kills, Ezra Furman, and so much more. It was last week that we kicked off all of 2026, bringing in new music that still is a holdover from 2025. We kicked off last week with Brandi Carlile. Well, we are doing it again. We are bringing in Florence and the Machine. It was back last fall when Florence and the Machine released the sixth album, Everybody Scream. And I've got to say, if I had that album a little sooner, it might have even worked its way potentially into the honorable mention list. On Florence and the Machine's sixth album, Everybody Scream, vocal powerhouse Florence Welch bolts out an incantation, the magic in the misery, madness in the mystery. This witch's brew pervades the full album and becomes an anthem in this world we are living in. So we're going to kick off with that. But before we get to that, I also mentioned last week that For the winter break, my husband and I were road tripping across southern Arizona. While in Tucson, we did a record store shop, a record store stop. And right as I was about to check out, my husband comes running over, so excited to show me what he finds in the clearance bin. For $5, Basha Bulat's debut album. So we grabbed it, bring it home, we're listening to it, and it just reintroduced me to just how gorgeous of an album that was. Here is something from that album, Basha Bulat, kicking off the full 2 hours, and then we dive into New Florence and the Machine right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Is blurred. There is only after or before. Am I so different? Have I changed? I do not recognize my face, the scar face that pulls inside, tugging at me all the time, chewing on a feeling and spitting it out. In a ball gown, anxious and ashamed, vague humiliations of fame. I do not find worthiness of virtue. I no longer try to be good. soul and the wind through my fingers, the only God that I know. And it does not want me on my knees to believe. Head high, arms wide, aching, aching, aching.
Thank you.
Music right there from trans icon musician Ezra Furman, the frenetic indie rocker herself. From Ezra Furman's album All of Us Flames, we heard the song Throne. In the middle, it is new music from Florence and the Machine. Her sixth album, Everybody Scream, was released in the fall. Never had a chance in 2025 to feature that on the program, but definitely want to make it a heavy hitter here in 2026. We heard the song Sympathy Magic. In honor of the new album, Florence and the Machine is going on a North American tour. I'm very curious. This, I believe, is her first arena tour. I don't think of Florence and the Machine as an arena-type musician, but we shall see. She has tour dates in cities such as Chicago, Seattle, Toronto, and for our listeners in the Windsor and Detroit area, Florence and the Machine's coming through Detroit on April 13th at the Little Caesars Arena. Kicking off the entire 2 hours here, it is music from folk rock singer-songwriter Basha Bulat, reaching back to her 2007 gorgeous debut album, Oh My Darling. We heard the song I Was a Daughter Again. Just got my hands on that on vinyl from a clearance bin in Tucson for $5. What a steal. All right, let's keep things moving. Right now, it is one of the women that were the architect of 90s alternative rock. It is PJ Harvey right now here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back.
oxygen, give me what I want. Give me 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 oxygen.
Silver Steve in my two clothes.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly, So Groovy. Music right there from an album turning 10 years old in 2026. It is Anglo-American garage rock duo The Kills. From their 2016 album Ash and Ice, we heard the song Siberian Nights. In the middle, it is music from British singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Annika. Her latest album, Abyss, released last spring, was a heavy hitter for 2025 here on the program, and thrilled to still pull in Annika into 2026. I would say if you are a fan of acts like Susie and the Banshees, PJ Harvey, Dry Cleaning, Tess Parks, The Duke Spirit, you will fall in love with Annika. Her album, Abyss, is a fantastic album. The album before that, Change, which was released a couple years ago now, actually made it into our